with SRN News. I'm Keith Peters reporting. Northern California and the Pacific Northwest are getting ready for what's likely to be the strongest storm of the season so far. Correspondent Donna Warder reports.
Forecaster Bob Orovec of the National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center says a strong storm called an atmospheric river is expected to bring heavy rain and winds to Northern California and the Pacific Northwest beginning late Tuesday into Wednesday.
It's not going to be falling across very populated areas, but still there's going to be the potential for rock and mudslides and debris flows and also some very serious flooding issues.
The region is also bracing for power outages and tree damage. Forecasters say the storm is expected to reach its maximum intensity on Wednesday. I'm Donna Warder.
Another TV personality has been chosen to serve in President-elect Trump's incoming administration.
President-elect Donald Trump says he's nominating Dr. Mehmet Oz, who hosted a long-running television talk show, to lead the Centers for Medicare and Medicaid Services. Trump said that Dr. Oz will be a leader in incentivizing disease prevention so they can get the best results in the world for every dollar the government spends on health care. Oz unsuccessfully ran for Senate in Pennsylvania as a Republican in 2022 and is an outspoken supporter of Trump.
Correspondent Haya Panjwani reporting. SpaceX has launched another Starship rocket but passed up catching it with giant mechanical arms. The world's biggest and most powerful rocket blasted off from Texas on Tuesday. Minutes after liftoff, mission managers called off catching the first stage booster for unspecified reasons. On Wall Street, the Dow down by 120 points, the Nasdaq rose 195, the S&P advanced 23. This is SRN News. A lot of Americans are smoking pot.
It's nowhere near a majority, but it's about twice as many as before states began legalizing the drug. The latest from the Gallup organization finds 15% of adults admit they use marijuana regularly. It was just 7% a decade ago. Men smoke more than women, young people more than older folks, and twice as many Democrats as Republicans. Experts, including clergymen, have warned that legalization will lead to more drug use. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
President Trump's share of Jewish votes in the election was about one-third, according to AP VoteCast. That's some of the best numbers by any Republican candidate in decades. The CEO of one of the nation's largest Jewish organizations, Ted Deutch of the American Jewish Committee, says he looks forward to working with Mr. Trump on policies that would bolster Israel's security and combat anti-Semitism. This is SRN News. Chips give stocks a boost.
Stocks closed higher on Wall Street after shaking off an early stumble. The S&P 500 rose 0.4% Tuesday. The Nasdaq Composite also erased an early loss and turned 1% higher. The Dow Jones Industrial Average slipped 120 points. It's about 0.3%. Nvidia rallied 4.9% ahead of its latest earnings report coming up on Wednesday. Market watchers say Nvidia's quarterly profit report is one of the most anticipated events for investors for the remainder of the year. Walmart rose 3%. After beating analyst profit forecasts. Treasury yields eased in the bond market. Seth Sutel, New York.
A congressional panel has recommended that the U.S. toughen its trade relationship with Beijing. That would roll back a nearly 25-year-old decision that helped bring about China's rapid economic growth, but that many in Washington now see as hurting U.S. interests. More details at SRNnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.